Well, good morning, Clubhouse. Good morning to everybody out there. Kristen's going to be popping on a few minutes late. That's why we were in radio darkness here this morning. We normally get our music kind of first thing going and all that stuff. So, you know, this week we're going to hop right into prospecting part two, getting into the nitty gritty, some of the actual words that people use, because I think it's vital for us to remember that words matter. Like the way that we say things when we're meeting with people, the words that we use are what grabs attention, right? That's what hooks people, that kind of thing. It's, you know, a book is amazing, you know, it's a beautiful literary piece of the words, right? So, you know, it comes down to when we're talking about prospecting and stuff, you know, if you just kind of, hey, you know, maybe I, you know, and you're just not using good language, you usually don't get very good results. You know, you get results based off the confidence in the language you're using. You know, if you're talking to somebody with some confidence about what you do, and that doesn't matter in prospecting, that can be prospecting for sales, prospecting for recruits, prospecting for referrals. I mean, sometimes you just straight up prospect for a referral. Like, you don't, if I'm talking to an existing client, I'm not expecting more business, let's say. You know, let's say, you know, we've done everything that they need, right? But when I speak with them, I'm still prospecting. I mean, at least I should be, because you're prospecting for more, you're looking for more referrals. So you just always got that radar up. Your head's always on a swivel, always looking for the next, you know, potential sale, the next potential recruit, next whatever, right? You're always looking for more because that's your job. Like, your job is to grow. Chuck Futelli, I see you down there. I'm going to bring you up here, bud. Don't have Kristen this morning, so I'm kind of looking for some people that I would love to hear from this morning. So bringing y'all up. So anyways, I just think that, you know, the words that we use are really important. It's important for us to remember that, and that's what prospecting is. I remember when I got down kind of like these certain things, you know, I was like, okay, I'm going to say, if I'm talking to somebody about recruiting, I'm going to kind of say this. And if, you know, if I introduce myself, I'm going to say this. And you start to get that narrowed down. You know, you kind of get this like script, if you will, of what you want to sound like, right? And what you want to introduce yourself as and that kind of thing. And I'm hoping Aaron Fisher will be able to pop on this morning, because he gave me a really great script last week on something that he says when he just kind of introduces himself to somebody, and that was brilliant. So I'm just kind of popping on a few people. So if you want to do that, you can hit the plus sign down there. You can add some people, invite some people to the meeting that may not be, might not be on yet this morning, or remembered, you know, that we're live right on this Friday morning. I did forget to put out the thing on Telegram, as I had a kind of a crazy couple of days. So, yeah. So anyways, the words we say are really important. I think that's kind of where I want to lead with today, is maybe just scripts or things that you specifically say. Well, you know, one of my things when people ask me what I do is I like to say I'm an entrepreneur. I like to just kind of start there. I don't like to say I'm a financial advisor, investments advisor rep, or something of that nature. I prefer to just go with, yeah, I'm an entrepreneur. I have some businesses, and then let them, because it's pretty, it's really broad. They then ask, okay, well, what businesses? Well, in my case, you know, I do have multiple businesses, and but none of them really, if I'm meeting a stranger, none of the other businesses I've had or have, am I going to really get anything out of meeting a stranger? Okay. So, but I'm going to get something potentially where I could help them, and they could help me. There could be a mutual greatness that comes out of this meeting, right? When it comes to my Primerica business. So So in my financial services brand. So that's, of course, where I'm going to lead, right? But I'm just going to start with I'm an entrepreneur. That's just me. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. Okay, what does that mean? Or what do you do? And then I'm going to get into it. And there I usually start off with, I like to discuss more of the business, you know, the clientele that I'm essentially working towards and wanting. You know, I don't want to be classified as the somebody that helps everybody. I want to put myself more in the box of the person that specifically helps small business owners to reduce their taxes and increase their investments so that they can either make a strategy to retire from their business or sell it, you know, and have everything they need ready to go when they retire, or so that they can make that transition to work. So I usually talk something along the lines of just really quickly that I work with small business owners to help them reduce their taxes so that they can increase their savings, which will help them to either retire sooner and or sell their business. And people then are like, oh, okay. And then usually it just, they're like, so what does that mean? And then you can just continue on in that conversation. But that's specifically who I'm looking for. My business that I want is, I want clients who are $1 million+ revenue companies, business owners, typically individuals where their name is the business, you know, it's Bob's Builders, right? And I want them as my client. So it's easier to get a referral to that person if I describe myself as the person who helps people like that. Now, what I've noticed for me personally is it hasn't stopped me from still doing business with the person I'm talking to if they're not a business owner. It hasn't made any difference. I feel like it's, I've always thought if you go into a meeting, it's best to go into that meeting in a suit, and you can always take off your tie. You can always take off the jacket and really bring yourself down to a more casual level, but it is impossible to come in and elevate your dress if it starts off at a low. Well, I like to prospect at a high, and it's very easy to just come back down and say, but I also help, you know, people on a residential level, people that might work, you know, a job somewhere, but they of course want to handle their estate planning, retirement planning, you know, that kind of stuff. I work with those people as well. So it's really easy to just kind of switch and move in the other direction. So that's kind of how I prospect for that. I do want to talk about referrals too, because referrals are mega. I mean, they're everything. You know, I've got to go pick up a check for today for $900,000 from somebody that was a referral. And referrals come from happy clients, right? Happy clients are only happy clients, not because you sold them term insurance and it was way better than their whole life. That's not why they're happy. They're happy because you keep in contact with them and they know that you care. They're happy because you actually talk to them. They're happy because you're in constant communication. That's the goal of Sales Team Pro. It can only do so much though as a technology piece. Your top 50 clients, you should actually be speaking with and actually making phone calls to them, text messaging them, saying hi, that kind of thing, and really keeping that rapport at a high level. So I did just this week, they're starting to arrive yesterday. I had two clients reach out to me who are and both nearly seven-figure clients with me, who have both referred business to me and both are also in the kind of market that any referral they send me is a great referral. Okay. Every single time. So people are starting to receive my Cutco knife gift. So I did follow John Rulin's idea. I reached out to a local, I found a guy in Chicago. He's kind of like the top Cutco guy. And if you do need a good Cutco rep and you're talking about this, somebody that's a pro, this guy does, he doesn't like recruit and stuff. He does the John Rulin system basically for people who are wanting to gift knife sets. So I gifted out to, I think it was about my top 15 clients I did initially. So sent that out. People that are good clients, people that are have referred in the past and or work at a kind of place that I know I would like a referral from. Okay, so I, you know, give you an instant, you know, situation here. So there's this company in the area, BP. It's a big gas refinery where they make the gas that goes to many of the gas stations, right? So my father works there. I have quite a few clients there. They're allowed to do in-service withdrawal on their 401k below 59 and a half. They're allowed to take out the match. It's a 7% match 401k. So everybody there makes at least 100 grand a year. So at minimum, 100 grand, you're putting in seven. Company's giving you seven. Plus compound interest, these people accumulate some pretty significant 401ks. If they start there in their 20s and 30s, by the time we're in there, even in their 40s, we're in the multi-$100,000 zone. So then we get to take half of that out below 59 and a half. So I've done many in-service withdrawals of three, four, five, even 600,000 where that's only half the money, right? So I want to be referred to more people that work there. Why? Because it's a great market. They're easy to work with. They're knowledgeable. Okay. They've got solid cash flow and income. And because that job is steady, we don't really have to worry about them liquidating the assets. So we can also invest into longer term strategy. So I like working with these people. So I purposely looked at my clients and thought, who works at BP that I think is who also has referred me to somebody before and or I think would refer me to somebody before or again. So I then sent out I did these box sets where it's a pair of scissors. It's the Cutco scissors, which if you've never used them, they are like unbelievable. So it was a pair of Cutco scissors and it's a Santoku knife. So I in a box set, then I had my own little letterhead. I have my own little card, okay, thank you card that's made with my branding on it. And I had my secretary, I created a script, and I had her write out the script on all the cards handwritten, and I just signed them, okay? So she wrote out all these cards by hand with the letter, and then I signed them. We mailed the letters off to where the engravers are. The knives were made. They're sent to the engraver. They engrave the names in it, so it's made exclusively for the Langley family. And then it has the name Langley on the scissors and on the knife and stuff. It's all engraved and it's beautiful. So I sent the letters out. So the letters went inside the Cutco box so that when they open the box, there's my letter. Okay. They see the letter at the same time as they see the gift itself. And I've only had two people receive them right now. They're going to be hitting probably today and tomorrow really hard. With these clients, and the text messages that are coming through already are like, people are like blown away. They cannot believe it. Well, if I get, am I looking for referrals? Sure. What am I really wanting to do more than anything? These are great clients. I want them to remain clients for a lifetime. I'm doing my job of building and growing their accounts and investing their assets in the wisest way possible. But the main thing I want is for our relationship to continue. But if they referred me to some people who got a couple million bucks, not going to be upset about that either. Okay. So that's like a strategy for prospecting. So, and it, you know, it cost me some money. I think it cost me like $5,000. Now you don't have to go crazy like that. I'm talking about, these are like people I've half a million to up to $2 million with me. Okay. The residuals on some of those individuals pay me $5,000 a year. So, you know, the return on investment, I know will be exponentially more than that, but you can start even small as John Ruland talked about. You can do an individual knife with just their name on it in a nice card and save, you know, it for much less money and, make something, you know, really nice for people. That's prospecting method, you know, from John Ruland. That's on that kind of higher end scale. You know, you wouldn't do that with somebody that just like did auto and home with you. You know what I mean? It's got to be something that we're like, okay, you think this could be profitable and there's a long-term relationship because of it, you know, these people as advisors. So I will keep you all in the know on that because it's one thing I think for John Ruland to explain something, it's another for us to actually implement it in our financial services business right now. You know, and the results I will be keeping track for all of you so that you can understand if it works, you know? So, which I believe that it will. So, I think there's, you know, a lot of prospecting methods, a lot of things. So I just kind of want to open up. I want to talk about that today, with the panelists. And that can be any, I mean, it can be anything, how you talk to somebody in a store, how you talk to somebody on the phone, how you ask for a referral, just some scripts and things that like real verbiage that you use that you find, you know, works well with people. The biggest thing for me is I've always learned that, you know, Art Williams always talked about, you know, it's about the heart, not the head, right? In my handwritten letter, it was very touching. You know, it was like about our relationship, had nothing to do with business, had everything to do with our relationship, the thankfulness for the past, and then, you know, the excitement for the future, you know, kind of thing in being their friend, you know, and using that kind of language, sentiment kind of things. I've always found works really well. There's a reason Art Williams always led with the crusade, because it hits people right in the chest, and that's more effective as well. So want to open up for anybody maybe wants to come off. Otherwise, I'll have to call in some individuals. But if you got maybe some ideas, some prospecting verbiage or language that you like to use, love to hear something. So good morning, Mike.
Hey, Josh. So I just want to take a second and kind of chew through a lot of what you just said, because I think we could talk for hours on just little points that you had brought up. And something that really stuck out to me as you were talking is just how we dress. And I've never heard it put the way you put it. You can always dress down, but you can never show up somewhere and dress up. And that's something that I've never heard it put that way. It makes so much sense. And, you know, when you're prospecting and when you're getting referrals and doing your Zoom calls and getting out in front of them, I think we underestimate not just how someone can perceive you, because that you don't have much control over that, but just how you feel when you are dressed up. So when you get into that prospecting mode, I know for me, when I get into that mindset of, all right, the next 30 days, man, I got to ramp up my game. I got to go get some new prospects. I got to go get some more referrals. I'm going to grow my client base by 20 this month, and I'm going to pick up, you know, 5 to 10 recruits this month. When I get into that mindset, I notice I dress differently for those scenarios, for those opportunities, because what I find is when you dress up, and I know this isn't, I know this isn't script, but man, this stuff matters. But when you dress up, it sets you apart from everyone else in the crowd. Like when I show up to my son, I mean, I coach, you know, 7 and 8 year old baseball last year. I was probably, I'd never showed up in a suit, but I was always one of the best dressed there. Okay. I didn't show up in, you know, my sweatpants and holy t-shirt like everybody else would. And I made sure that I stood out from the crowd that way. And I do the same thing when I go to church. I make sure that, you know, I try to have a jacket on every Sunday, and people compliment me on that. And people typically ask me, what do I do? And then I get my prospects coming to me because I'm trying to stand out in the crowd that way. I mean, if you guys watch, you know, someone that really sticks out in my head, Chuck, I don't know if I've ever seen you on a Zoom call without a tie on, ever. And just know that that stuff doesn't go unnoticed. Like that, every time I see Chuck with a tie on, I feel like crap because I'm sitting here in a jacket. And I'm like, dang it, like it's midday. All I got on is, you know, my light jacket because it's chilly here. Chuck's in a suit. Like it forces me to start thinking that I need to up my game. But, you know, when I think prospecting, I think how you feel while you prospect is important. And I just think, you know, hitting on that point a little bit, Josh, just the way you dress affects the way you feel and helps with that.
Yeah, that's good. There's a really toxic meme that's going around that I've been watching that maybe you guys have noticed. And then Chuck, I'm going to hit you here in just a moment, bud, for sure. But I've seen it. It's like a meme, and it shows this person like says broke, and it shows him like all like you know, geared up, right? They got like their Jordans on and, you know, this and they got all these expensive clothes and it shows like dollar signs next to it, you know, like $350 for the shoes and da, 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 you know, and then it shows a picture of Mark Zuckerberg, you know, in a t-shirt and jeans, you know, a pair of Levi's. And it's like, you know, it says like broke people look rich and rich people look broke or something. And I'm like, yeah, that's a pile of bull crap. Okay, I'm telling you right now, that is the biggest pile of bullshit I've ever heard in my life. Now, Mark Zuckerberg might dress like a bum, but remember, Mark Zuckerberg is a friggin' nerd who makes computer programs where he's so interested in hating the world so much that he wants to live in a fake world called the metaverse, okay? Like where you live behind a set of eye goggles because no, you don't want anybody to look at his paley white face, okay? Like, you got to remember, that's not how business people dress. It is not true. Okay. Now, people who are successful don't wear brands. Now, they do sometimes when they're on their way up because they're like, they're posturing. But like, you see somebody that's really successful, like actually successful, they're very rarely sporting where you see the brands all over them. Many times you just don't know. They got a suit jacket on. Who's it made by? Don't know. It could be a really expensive bespoke suit and it could be like, you know, $1,000 and it's not crazy expensive. Like you don't know. They're just wearing a pair of dress shoes. You know, but I'll tell you what, broke or rich people do not dress like bums. That is not accurate. It is not accurate at all. So that, you know, for every meme that there is like that, there's one to remember that Warren Buffett still wears a suit every single flipping day. So, you know, that's like, there's a lot of hypocrisy. And I think we got to be careful because people think, well, Mark Zuckerberg or some of these people, you know, they just wear t-shirts and jeans. I can do that. They're not financial advisors. Okay. They're not asking somebody to give them their life savings. Who's a stranger and they've only met once or twice. Yeah, Mike, that is my son. He's downstairs and apparently he's dying. Cause you guys can hear him on the microphone from all the way up here. I'm upstairs in a closed door room and you can hear that kid. That's, but he's got some pipes. He's like his dad. He's no slouch when it comes to talking. So anyways, I wanted to hit that because I see that being a thing and it's like, it's not true. And you can't even follow Art Williams' advice. Okay. You gotta remember it was 1977. Art said when he was in his warm market, he'd wear his gym shorts, okay, because he was coach to them in his warm market. But when he was not in his warm market, what people fail to understand is suit or Art dressed up, okay? And that was selling unsophisticated term insurance, just straight term, no investments, no, I mean, that was all they were doing. They were telling you to buy term insurance and burn the rest. I mean, just spend it, all right? I mean, they weren't even talking about investments yet. So you do have to look the part. I'm not saying people have to wear suits, but you can't look like a bum either. So great part, Mike, or point, Mike. So yeah, I appreciate that. Joe Cassell, or no, I'm sorry, Chuck. Chuck, good morning, brother. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you? How was your vacation?
Oh, it was wonderful. Mexico for a whole week. You know, you can't be upset.
That's right. I want to add in, you actually made a lot of good points, and Mike, you're correct. I'm always dressed up, and the reason being, and I'll add another spin to it, there's another dynamic that I have that many of you guys don't have, is the fact that I'm African-American. And being an African-American, most of the world has a spin or look towards how African-Americans are, what they're all about. And so I've always wore a shirt and tie because I didn't want to have someone looking at me a certain way or looking down. I wanted to let people know that I was a professional from the beginning, whether they're white or black. And so I wanted to have that image and I've carried it forward. In church, I always dress up. Mike, I agree with what you said. I believe that if I can present myself to man, in a shirt and a tie, I should be able to present myself to God with the best that I have. And so, and so as a result of that, when I come into the room, people know what does that guy do? What is all about? And I create a curiosity around me, particularly, you know, when I'm in a space where people don't know me. And that's part of my prospecting strategy. I want people to come up and talk to me. I'm not one of these outgoing extrovert type guys. I'm basically an introvert, but I need to have something. I need to have some bait that's going to force the conversation a little bit. And so I think that's really, really important. I think how you dress, the posture you have, and I'll add another word, which is how you address people. You have to address people. If you want to get good in prospecting, you're going to have to find the positive in the person that you're prospecting. And so I'll always use a positive in order to start the conversation, if I need to start the conversation, and then it'll go from that. So if I see a young mother with some kids, I'll make a comment about maybe how the kids are dressed or how they're behaved, which is an affirmation to the young mother or maybe the father who's with the kids, whoever it is, and I'll have an affirmation, and then that will begin the conversation, and then we'll roll into what do you do and what I do. And so I use that as a prospecting tool for people maybe I don't know, but thanks. That was my comment.
Thank you, Chuck. And yes, you always do look like a stud. Want to reach out or pass on to, if somebody else has something you want to say to this, go ahead and pipe up. If not, I'm going to Joe Casella, because Joe always looks sharp. And Joe is, I hate to say it, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings on this panel, but Joe Casella is very eloquent with words, maybe more than anybody I know. He's just really good at what he says and maybe how he expresses himself. So, Joe Casella, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
I don't know this guy you're talking about, first of all. but I appreciate that, Josh. Thank you. I think, you know, any words of affirmation to any of us is important, because we're always our worst critic and, you know, think we suck and whatnot. So I appreciate that. Man, two things come to mind. And as I've said on other calls, I always want to learn from, like, I don't create any of this crap out of my own head. I'm a great student of learning from successful people in the business and in life in general. And two things came to mind. A couple years ago, I was working with Bruce Kwok, who's a million-dollar earner, and we're friends. And he had gone around to his kind of to his hierarchy. And I think what he realized was everybody had a different answer when he said to them, hey, if someone asks you, what do? You know, what's your response? What do you say? And everybody had something to, we help people make and save money. You know, I help people with retirement, blah, blah, blah. All true answers. But he saw this lack of consistency. And I'll never forget, it was like the beginning of a year meeting. And he said, look, we all need to get on the same page. And if someone asks you what you do, this is your response. Your response is, I help people create wealth. And then you shut up. And his reason for that was, he said, if I'm going to get in a fight, I want to knock someone out with the first punch. And if that doesn't knock you out, I'm moving on. So the idea is to create this curiosity. So he said, there's something about the word create that people can envision that in their mind. I help people create wealth. And then shut up and let the conversation move on. If that doesn't interest someone, if that doesn't lead someone to a follow-up question, well, what do you mean? How do you do that? Whatever. Then you're dealing with a dud. Just move on to somebody else. So that was always a big thing for me, just to have one phrase that you can walk into any conversation to see if it piques someone's interest. The second thing that comes to mind is actually lately, you know, I've just been, especially around my church, I've just been saying to people, oh, what do you do? I'm a financial advisor. And it's like so against, you know, what we maybe were taught coming up in the business. But I got to tell you, man, just saying that and then letting it go has gotten more interest, more people reaching out to me, setting appointments than anything else has lately. And I heard something the other day, and you know, I think Wendy Lucas heard this because she's been plugging into Mark Daniels stuff too. Mark is just amazing at the advisory business. He's up in Maine and has been around a long time. And he said that he was out getting a golf lesson from a golf pro or something. And the guy asked him, well, what do you do? And Mark says to him, oh, I'm a registered investment advisor, but I don't really like to tell people that. And the guy says, well, why don't you like to tell people that? And Mark's answer was, well, because when you tell people that, they kind of think that you only work with people who have like tens of millions of dollars. And that's not really what I do. You know, I help people, you know, with all different assets, help them organize their money and invest and blah, blah, blah. And then he said he came back next week for the lesson. And the guy says, hey, I was talking to my wife. We want to have an appointment with you because, you know, we have $1 million. We don't know what to do with it. And I just love that you're giving a high end, I guess, title, career title, if you will. Yeah. He just says, I'm a registered investment advisor, but I don't like to tell people that. What a great way to create curiosity and then kind of back it down, if you will. Because if you are dealing with someone who's got $5-10 million, it's like you said, Josh, you can show up, you can take off the tie, you can take off the jacket, but you can't get dressed up if you show up looking like a bum. And I just loved what he said about that. So those are my two thoughts that came to mind about prospecting and you know, what's worked and kind of the direction we're going.
That's awesome, Joe. Man, what a really great point. I help people create wealth. That's something you can remember. You know, it's short enough to actually remember. It's like when the first time I ever heard Roy say, who do you have helping you with your money? You know, who helps you with your money? And it's like, that's so short. But if you ask somebody that, I mean, it just directly stops them. It's like, hey, who do you have helping you with your money? It's like, me. Boom, you're straight into the conversation. I help people create wealth. It's a knockout punch. It's just like that strong, strong language. I love to ask people, do you know when work will be optional for you? Like, hey, do you know when work's going to be optional for you? And they're like, what? And I'm like, you know, like, well, some people call it retirement, but you know, I call it when it's optional. You know, I don't know if I'll ever necessarily retire, but I would like the option to not have to do it. Wouldn't you? And then you're just rolling right into a conversation. So some really great stuff. Love the RIA or the IAR thing. But I don't like telling people that. That's fantastic. Great, great point. Who else got something here to pitch in for this morning? Kind of prospecting verbiage that you use. Todd Newkirk. Good morning, buddy. I saw you come off mute. You made the mistake. What's up, brother?
Hey, good morning. Just great stuff, everybody. I wanted to just share two ideas that we're kind of running with and implementing, and we're getting some success with. The first one, I actually can't take credit. I stole it from Dano at the convention, but we created some 2x2-inch business cards that just have our name on, and then on the backside, it's got a QR code. And what I've done is people that I've met here in Fort Wayne since we recently relocated, just in the last month or two, I've started to send those out with a thank you letter and just a quick thank you note about meeting with us. Look forward to talking to you in the future. And I had a response yesterday from a guy. He texted me and he says, man, I got your card. That was just unbelievable. And I checked out your QR code, send me to your website. And I'm so excited to be working with you guys because knowing your background story and what you do, I can see us helping each other out in our business. Look forward to seeing you again. So I'm telling you guys, those are some things that you can do, especially if you're out there prospecting, talking to like different business owners, because I want them to remember me. And I found that just using that QR code, thanks again, Dano, just using that, sending them directly to my website, now they feel like they kind of know the person that was talking to them. The other point I have, guys, since we're talking about is I think sometimes we forget about, you know, we don't always have to prospect just for recruits or just for clients. We can prospect for people that we want as our center of influence. And here's kind of some verbiage that I've been using. I've been getting some success here again. It's looking for people that I want to network and actually add to my referral resource base. So kind of what I've said with a couple guys, and you can say it two different ways, but you can approach somebody. So let's say I'm somebody with an accounting background. I can say, hey, listen, I'm looking for, or I'm interviewing for two individuals that have accounting backgrounds or that does accounting for a living. I want to add them to my networking resource base. Okay. Now, I want these people to share similar business values as I do. First of all, they have to believe in building relationships with clients, because a lot of my clients I refer to as friends. The second is I want to be the ultimate resource for my clients. So I'm looking for those values. Does that sound like something that's important to you? And I'm telling you guys, I've used this probably three times with the last four people I've talked to. And both of them have said, man, I've never heard that before. I usually get approached for people to network and refer me, but I know it's not deep. It's superficial. And they're like, we're excited. I want to meet with you. I want to hear all about your business. So hopefully those are two nuggets that you guys can take and get out there and build your business.
Man, I hope people are taking notes this morning. I mean, like really taking notes, because this is stuff. This is why panelists are panelists. They have the language in their tool belt that makes them confident so that they actually will talk to people. Okay. It's very difficult to talk to people when you're just like completely terrified, and you're terrified because you don't know what to say. Now, it doesn't mean that you're not scared to talk to somebody and you know what to say, but it sure makes it a lot easier. You know, it's like you're more likely to overcome the fear when you at least feel like, I know what I'll say to them. I'll tell you, the QR code, that's pretty much free, right, Todd? I mean, that setting that up and making those little cards, I mean, that couldn't cost hardly anything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I went online, went to, I think, gotprint.com, and I got 500 of those made up on nice glossy paper for like $33.
Yeah, so $33. Okay, that's pretty much free. Okay. Thank you cards. What's the stamp cost? 50 some cents? I don't know. You even know. It's less than 60 cents. Okay. A thank you card is free. I mean, and what can a thank you card do for you? It, remember, it's about prospecting. Is this, I was so wrong for so many years because I thought I could be transactional. I thought you could just transact this business and build it. You can, but man, you're going to have to be one cold-hearted sucker. I mean, you know, it's like, I just found it's easier to slow down and be relational versus transactional. And you actually speed up because it gets easier because you're, you know, people give you referrals and so on and so forth. So I just thought about that QR code. I mean, sure, your website will cost a little money as an upfront, you know, to get yourself a proper landing page, you know, or a little website to have a QR code go to, or a video, profile video, that'll cost, you know, a little bit of money to do that. But I mean, these are things that if I knew, even when I was a district division, I could have slowly built into doing them. You know, I could have gotten a landing page done. Okay, let me work really hard and then save up a little money and then do that. I'm going to invest into my business. I'm not spending money. I talked about this in my talk at the end of Nashville. I'm not spending. I'm investing. We, in our business model, it's very odd. We have one of the only business models in the country that when you own a business, you don't have to take money that you made and put it right back into it. Okay, that has pros and it has cons. Okay, the pros are we get to keep more of our net income. The con is that you think everything's income. It's a very employee mindset. You just think like, well, I got paid. I get the money I made from my business is like money I made. It's like, no, that's business income. It can be put back into the business and be spent to grow the business, right? So you could buy thank you cards, you know, and get some nice little thank you cards made, custom ones, have your name on it real nice and stuff on it. And that, you know, not just some generic ones you get at Walgreens. You could invest a little bit of money back in, make yourself look more professional, and then that will what? Have a return on investment. So these $35 cards suddenly helps you get a sale, you know, some life sale that paid you $1,000, you know, or a securities trade that paid you $5,000 or something like that, right? What's the return on investment? What kind of mutual fund can you spend $33 on that turns into $1,000? None. Right? But you can do that in your business by investing back into your business, back into yourself. So thank you, Todd. Some really great points there. Who else wants some really good prospecting tips? Dano, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Hey, Todd, I'm glad that actually helped you out, man. The thing is, you know, again, Josh, you said, you know, some people maybe just don't have the resources right now to build that website or that profile video. But again, I've actually created a QR code for the generic landing pages that Steve put together in Sales Team Pro when my downlines are actually out at networking events or home shows, things like that. Cause that way, when somebody actually registers, they got to confirm the email. So you really do have some good contact information on those individuals. But what I was going to kind of say as far as scripting, and I've used,
no, this, hold on, Dan, I'll back up to that real quick. Cause I don't want to miss that point. So, cause that was huge. They can get a QR code and like, hey, I can't afford to go get a website right now, but I got maybe the How Many Works landing page through Sales Team Pro, right? So can you explain that really quick? And then how does this confirming the email work when the prospect gets it at a trade show? You know, they punch in their info.
Sure. So, you know, the only thing I would caution you on as far as QR codes, there's a lot of free stuff out there. There's also QR codes that, quote, are free, and after 14 days they hijack the code, so then you actually have to create another dang QR code. So if you're printing them, that can become a nightmare. But just make sure it's a quote free forever.
Is it just me or did I lose Dano?
No, he left right at the important part.
Right at the Dano. Hold on. We'll come back to Dano when he's back in a better spot. I don't even know if he can hear us right now because he's not on mute and I don't hear anything. We will get Dano back on here. So, Wendy Lucas, good morning. I know you've got some good prospecting stuff. I know you get a lot of great verbiage out of B-Dollar Smart. And good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Hey, good morning, everybody. I was kind of thinking on the dress code stuff, just to kind of flash back. I see there's a lot of ladies on here on the line, and I just want to remind you that you can do the same thing and go to a volleyball game and look sharper than the Edward Jones guy. Just saying. So it's about branding, right? It's about branding what we look like. Be careful with, if you're in this business to recruit people, you want to be a friend with somebody. You don't want to wear a low cut shirt, you know, just make sure your dress is professional as a woman, but maybe not uptight. How's that? So anyway, oh my gosh, there's so many ways of prospecting. I was just thinking, you know, like what was it? Dana was just saying about the landing pages and the QR codes. Like that's something that Tamara in our office did. And she, at a networking meeting yesterday, she had everybody take a picture of her QR code. And so I thought that was just a fantastic idea. It's something I haven't done. She's a technology queen when it comes to that stuff. So I'm going to have her help me with that. But I think just using the Sales Team Pro as a prospecting follow-up, you know, I have somebody that I think is Horizon or Sage or somebody, you know, I like it when they call me. It's a professional follow-up. And so I think really identifying with our Sales Team Pro resource that we have, identifying who are our top people, you know, who do we want to send knives out to? And, you know, I went on Target online and I found these cute little cheese knife sets. I'm like, you know, I like cheese knives. I don't like knives. Oops, there's my dog. He knows when I'm on the phone. So anyway, just to send a little cheese knife set out to everybody before the holidays. And so identifying those talk people, and, you know, I did go away from the handwritten cards, and Stephanie Dorman has been a great reminder, and my office manager, sorry, I'm flipping hash browns here for my son. And, anyway, so, you know, the handwritten cards are so important. Like, who does not want to get a handwritten card? And we did part of our, compliance meeting the other night, and just looking at, you know, who are the people on our team that maybe we need to do a handwritten card to, or some kind of card that we're thinking of. So just maybe it's about relationships, and everybody's kind of hit on that. And so I'm really excited. I've taken notes. I'm running around the house getting ready, and I've got a full page of notes. So thank you. I'm just being a good sponge today. So, you know, just make sure we utilize the holidays, not utilize them, but thank the people that have helped us get to where we're at, and the holidays should be a great time for everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, Wendy. I think, you know, sometimes I can be remiss or forget, and that's why I love having you on here. But, like, you know, how the women dress, for sure. When I was, I had a young team when I was in my early 20s, and I had a girl on my team who was recruiting like crazy. She was doing really well and this and that, and, writing life insurance, but man, her QBI was awful. And the whole team around her was just a bunch of dudes. And well, she was a bartender, and, she was cute, and, she didn't exactly dress professionally. So she was attracting people to the business, but she was attracting the wrong people, the wrong business. You know, it wasn't something conducive to building a long-term business. Right. So, yeah, it's just kind of funny that you brought that up, and it gave me a backflash to years ago.
Well, Cheryl Bartlett always covers that in the women's events. And so a lot of the guys have been sneaking into the women's events to hear what's going on. And Cheryl always covers that. And so that's just something to keep in the back of your mind. And, you know, we want to grow that business professionally.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, thank you, Wendy.
Right, thank you.
I want to open up for questions. Wanted to see, we got 13 minutes left. If somebody's got a question, maybe a prospecting question, you know, you got some term or something, you can raise your hand down in the corner there. You can raise your hand. So I want to get that ready. We can pop up some people while Dano's talking. Dano, you in a better spot now?
Man, I hope I am.
Yeah. Sound good now. Yeah. You're good.
Good. All right. Well, you never know with reception in Vail, Colorado. So, what I was saying about the QR code, I don't know where you guys lost me at, but,
you were just getting into it. And then, you said, you watch out for the free versions, and then we lost you.
Okay. Yeah. So I've been blessed. God gave me a son that is a total techie. He created my website. He's helped me with all the QR codes, brochures, things like that. There are free ones out there. You just got to make sure it's like a free for life. It's not an introductory time, especially if you're going to put it in print. Like I said, if you don't have that kind of resources to build your own site or things like that, just a simple landing page like the STP one. If you're at like a home show or a trade show, you can create the QR code. So now instead of somebody filling out a sheet and throwing it in the jar to gather that information, they're going to scan that QR code. It's going to take them to the generic landing page or the How Money Works landing page, whichever one you want. You know, like if you're just having them subscribe, it'd be to, you know, that to your newsletter or whatever. But when they put in that information, it'll tell them, you know, check your email to confirm your information. So what that allows you to do is you don't have somebody putting a bogus email, or maybe they could probably still put a bogus phone number in there, but at least the email, which is what we want in STP primarily, is they got to go in and then confirm it. So then what I'd have them do is, you know, here, scan the code, type in your information, send it to your email. When you get that confirmed, just show it back to me. And so they'll show it back and say, okay, great, now you're registered. You know, so that way you actually know you're getting good quality information when you're at these trade shows and so forth, to people that truly maybe want information or want to subscribe to your, you know, your client educational series or whatever. But you can create those QR codes, because it'll ask you where you want to drive the QR code to drive them to. And so you'd put in the generic landing page that you copy off of STP as the HTML where that's going to go to when they register.
That's awesome, Daniel. Thank you. And then I think you said you're going to move into something after that. I just wanted some clarity on that point. So That was really good.
Yeah. But yeah, so, you know, and the other thing, I mean, cause again, like we talked there at the conference, you know, I spent 16 years in proprietary education. So, you know, when I started, I mean, when your boss tells you, and keep in mind, this is back in the era where men weren't allowed to have facial hair in corporate, you know, where they're like, God, we wish you could grow a mustache because you look 12. But the thing was that could set me apart was you had to have that suit and that, you know, tie, that kind of thing. What I learned over the years is, and, you know, they hit on it earlier, you can always dress back down, but you got to kind of know where you're going. Because like when I got here to East Tennessee, you know, I showed up at a house, I had my suit and I had my white Ford. Well, you pull up in the country and sometimes they think maybe you're from the state, coming to take the babies or something like that. So kind of know where you're going, where your prospects are at. And I've always told people, kind of dress for who you're going to see, but don't overdress for who you're going to see. So, you know, again, you can always take the tie off or things like that. But one thing I mean, just simplicity, thinking about how you want to grow your business. I can remember, you know, I got rid of a Volvo, which, you know, simple car, got a Mercedes, man, it was the worst business time for me driving into these little country bumpkin towns, driving this Mercedes, because it looked like I was trying to rip off all these people. But, you know, so I'm always just kind of paying attention. What am I driving? You know, who am I trying to get to? That kind of thing. But the dressing, you know, you dress appropriately, you know, to who you're going to go see. And again, that means you need to carry, you know, like Chuck, he's always in a tie, you know, and again, I understand that, you know, sets himself apart from where he's at. But again, just maybe a jacket, when most of the people are just showing up in jeans and polos, that sets you apart. So you want to be that, not to be arrogant, but kind of be that focus of, wow, this guy looks a little bit different than everybody else, because it does get that conversation going. And then these simple one-liners of, you know, I help people build wealth, or I help people make and save money. Know what you do and share it. That's kind of the key. Scripts for life, you know, write it out so that you can memorize it and make sure it's got, you know, the bite that you're looking for. So that was kind of what I was going to share.
Hey guys, can you share on the Telegram some of the QR code companies that you've used that, you know, don't, you know, hijack the QR code after the free trial, the 14-day free trial is? Just throw out some of the stuff that you use in the Telegram, please.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. The one that I use primarily, and again, they do have ones that are just trials, but if you keep with a simple one, is just www.qr-code-generator.com. And that's the one my son connected me with, so that, you know, it does work with all the website software work that he's put together for me.
Dano, you're the man. Appreciate it. And yeah, so go to Telegram if you didn't get that site from him just now. We'll open up for questions. We got room for probably one or two. Good morning, Diane. How are you? Wanted to see what you got.
Good morning. First off, I'm not in the same industry as you. Actually, Wendy is my person.
Okay. Awesome.
What I do want to say is people decide who you are within, what, say 2 seconds or a fraction of a second when they see you. I had someone tell me, well, you're so wealthy. The other day, you dress that way, right? And I don't. I dress kind of normal for my area, and I live in the same area as Wendy does. But they decided for me what my level of wealth was by how I spoke to them, how I presented myself to them, but also how I respected them as I would want to be respected, right? So when you're talking about dress, yeah, I always dress, my clothes are always clean, my clothes are ironed, I wear the jewelry, I do the things. But I think that if, like your gentleman said, Chuck, how you present yourself, I think that's so, so, so important. And I have to say, you know, when in talking to Wendy, even how she goes further onto her Instagram, Facebook, and that, and how she presents herself even out there in the public eye on social media, is huge, because it develops trust. And I think that in the same way that Chuck dresses appropriately every single day and does that, and like watching Wendy's social media products, it brings the consumer in a trust, I guess, field or a trust security. And I wanted to say that I just appreciated that you guys were touching on that.
Yeah, thanks, Diane, and appreciate you being on this group. The number is 4 seconds. So within 4 seconds of meeting you, and part of that member meeting you is walking up to them. So you burn 4 seconds in a hurry. 4 seconds is when somebody's built their initial conclusion on you. So that is fast. So Daryl, good morning. You always have great words of wisdom. Hope you're doing well.
Doing great. And sorry I missed you all in Nashville. That's right where I live. But my wife and I both got COVID during that time and we're out of pocket for 2 weeks. So we sorry we missed you. But a couple of quick things. I want to thank Dano again for reminding many of us who knew about QR codes and weren't using them. And I just want to mention about QR codes, there are static ones and dynamic ones. There's free ones and cost ones. The cost ones aren't bad. There, you can pay for ones that are trackable QR code, which means when someone looks at your QR code and views it, it'll send you their information of where they came from. And sometimes you can put them on a mug you give away as gifts, and you'll find someone across the country scanned your QR code and you just picked up another prospect there. I wanted to throw that out. Secondly, we've talked in the past about our why. This is part of prospecting and referrals is adopt. If you haven't adopted a charity, adopt a charity. Partner with something bigger than yourself. It increases your why. And when people ask, what do? You can talk about that. Like one of the things I do, I said, I work hard serving people so I can support a charity that I really love called Standing Stone. And that drives me to serve people more. And then people, what do you think they ask me? What's Standing Stone? And then what do you do to help you support that? So do I do things that make people want to ask me for more? That leads me also to another seminar I went to recently. And they said, what kind of questions do people ask you about your business? And then we wrote them down. And then they said, is that the questions you want them to ask? And you go, well, no, like how much is it cost or who is your company? You want people to ask something else? Then put something out there that makes people ask the questions you want them to ask. That's a whole out. Discussion, but it's a good thought provoker. And the last thing is triad networking, which is don't just go out with one person to network on a one-on-one, go out with two other people, arrange it with a commitment that will give 15 minutes to each of us to tell our story. And then let's talk about helping each person get 3 introductions from each of us. And you'll walk away with 6 and you gave away 3. That's what I have to share.
Man, some great, great points there, Daryl. Fantastic. Yeah, I think with things like the QR code, that's really, really great. My QR codes, I pull them through Squarespace where my website's at. And because of that, they have data analytics, you know, and to be able to have that option's, I think, a big deal because you probably don't pay much and you can then actually, you know, see some information on where they're coming from, you know, that kind of thing. You start to see, like, I've gotten way over the top when I go through my Linktree analytics. It's really strange, but way more Apple users, Apple phones, and MacBook users, like follow my content than Android users. So I don't, it's like kind of weird, but it's a deal, you know. But the more you can see on that stuff, the more you know, I can see if they're from Indiana, I can see, you know, from if they're from, you know, all over the country. I've got some people in my website from Germany. You know, you're like, how the heck did they get there? But you can, you know, the more analytics you have, the better you can kind of see, and you can see what pages they land on, where they kind of tend to spend more time. All the kind of stuff can be really, really helpful. So in your kind of your long-term, you know, process, for your prospecting. So anyways, a lot of great things, a couple of takeaways. I want everybody to remember, I think, you know, the dressing up was a big, big deal. Just because we moved into a digital world doesn't mean that we, when we meet with people in person and or Zoom, should look like a bum now, right? So we should still be representing ourselves in the way that we wish to be thought of, as Diane said so eloquently, you know, then what do you, a couple of things. I help people create wealth. I wanted to rehit that one. I help people create wealth. Who's helping you with your money? Another great question. I'm a registered investment advisor, but I don't like telling people that, right? Why? Getting a QR code for yourself, using that, sending out thank you letters, just a few things to summarize today's points. Thank you everybody for being on today. Really excited. Next week, we will be back at the same time as always, 10 o'clock Eastern, and we will see everybody next week. Have a great time. See ya. Have a great weekend.